Bravo. In the UN conception, the relationship with other species has been subjected to a strong trivialization and to an emptying of the ontological meaning along the time. This is because the human conception considers the human being autarkic and autopoietic in the realization of his own predicates. Therefore, it does not need an external contribution in his anthropopoiesis and the construction of the human condition and ontogenesis, construction of the individual identity. In the humanistic vision considers the different human expressions as emanations of the human being himself, as not the dialogic result of the non-human alterities. Under this perspective, the animal is deprived of a dialogical role by the coordinates of transformation, which apparently are opposite, but actually both annihilate the possibility of a dialogic relation, the reification and anthropomorphization. The reification denies to the non-human animals the characteristic of subjectivity, and therefore the possibility of dialogic participation, transforming them in a stimulus or an entity which evocates a reaction, a category or an ecological counterpart, a machine or an examinable element upon the performance, a product or an entity in part realized by the human, a good or a natural resource to conserve, a transitional object or a representative entity. On the contrary, the anthropomorphization denies to the non-human animals the diversity, and therefore it denies a specific and a peculiar content to exchange, transforming them in a surrogate or a substitute of the human being, a minus habens or an approximation in respect to the human, a poor or a pup toward which a parental attitude is needed, an icon or a mythological animal that emphasizes some human qualities, a symbol, a metaphor, a synecdoche that represents human predicates. The relationship between a human being and other species is important because, thanks to the encounter with the non-human alterity, the human being pulled its aspiration to open to a new existential dimension. To observe a bird fly does not mean only to admire a phenomenon, but to receive an aspiration. It is possible to fly. The bird flight is an annunciation, even before indicating how to fly, activating a mimesis and suggesting a technique. A bird flight is not a phenomenon anymore, something to evaluate but that does not concern us, and it becomes an epiphany, which is the annunciation of a possible existential dimension for myself, something that concerns me. After seeing a bird fly, the epiphany, through sympathy, causes the human bird, and throughout the projection in the animal, evokes the human in flight. When imagining a human in flight, the human becomes accommodated by the animal alterity, and the heterospecific shift from the other for me to the other with me. The animal possession works in a different but still epiphanical way, and in this case it acts in a centripetal way. For example, while observing the countership ritual of an animal, the epiphany determines a possession. Therefore, the movement, rhythmic and choreographic, of the heterospecific enters the body of the human being and determines an hybrid movement, result of graft of an heteronomic kinesthetic in the human anatomy. Also, in this case, the effect emerges. It it's not present in the human nor in the heterospecific, and determines the translation of the animal in other with himself. Escaping from the concept of an animal good for whatever is the use, it's fundamental to understand how the human being went over his phylogenetic dimension thanks to the relation and the dialogue. Today we dance, we play music, we build instruments, and we decorate our body thanks to the animal epiphany. It's indispensable to dismantle the ontological anthropocentrism, which is even more invasive and predominant than the ethic one, and in certain sense is the father of the speciesism. It's not possible to think the human being outside the relation with the non-human, because it would mean putting a mortgage on the human. Nowadays, we are looking at a relationship wise form for indirect reasons, such as the prevalence of virtual experiences, but especially for the devaluation of the heterospecific, which is encouraged by an apparent love toward the animals. A love that is holographic and anthropomorphic, rather than based on the valorization of the species-specific authenticity. In my opinion, it's necessary to distinguish the situation that mortgage the relationship, making the dialogue encounter less deep the dialogue. I would like to show some situation. The trivialization of the heterospecific, which is the vision of the non-human as something almost human. The pietism, which is the tendency to see the heterospecific as an entity that needs only protection. The exploitation, which is the tendency to consider the heterospecific as a performative content. The autarkic vision of the human, which is the tendency to consider human being as a self-sufficient. The projection, which is the attributive or sympathetic prevalence in respect with the empathic knowledge. The urban culture emphasizes the relationship with the other species that is more based on the cultural mediation than on the country relation. The result is that both the reification and the anthropomorphization are favored, entitling not only the experience but also the awareness of how much the human being has always fed on transpecific relationship to build its predicates. This defiance affects mainly the children and their development process. Otherwise, it's not possible to deny that the anthropomorphism in Disney's movies fortifies the sense of vicinity, making the basis of the sympathy emerge, diminishing the distance and often transforming the heterospecific in a hero or anyway in a protagonist who accompanies the child since the beginning of his evolutionary age. Similarly, the vast sharing and the intimacy that has been developed with the animals or the influence of the heterospecific acting in the continuity of sharing and cohabitation. The relationship with animal is fundamental for the child development, both for the affective contributes he receives and the developing of his imaginary, which helps the global construction of his biographic identity that needs representation and inspired sources. The value of this encounter is given by the co-presence of shared elements. The animal plays eggs, the cats makes a mess, and elements of diversity. The animal communicates, acts, and moves in a different way. The shared elements of sympathy help to deal with the element of diversity, empathy. The child uses a process of acceptation or assimilation accommodation to build a new representation. Therefore, the sympathetic elements give him the possibility to unshock the unknown elements and to extend the representational horizon of the child. The epiphany effect arises from the recognition in the heterospecific, the co-feeling in the him, but at the same time in the being gradually projected in another dimension. The animal epiphany has an inspiring and mimetic effect which can be realized because a situation of co-feeling is established between the child and the animal. When a child sees the bird fly, he projects himself in that dimension. Therefore, he imagines to fly and he understands that he can fly even before learning the art of flight. While exciting from this experience, which extended the horizon of his own telos, the child builds new tensional coordinates of development. Moreover, the effect secure basis cannot be forgotten, starting from the boarding consideration and expanding it. The secure basis acts as an initial flywheel, allowing the centrifugation of the child. On the other side, the secure basis is the centrifugation in elective or a differential way, because it's not secure in every situation. Heterospecific, thanks to its diversity, which makes it secure in other situations, inaugurates the coordinates of centrifugation in the child that are an experience occasion that the human being is not able to give in. Another important author in the scene of relationship ontogenesis is Vygotsky, who underlines the importance of a referring target in the development process in the child. Even in this case, it's necessary to expand his vision, assuming that it is possible to dialogue even with the heterospecific. If that is true, a tensional field of development emerges between the animal and the child that we might call zone of proximal heterological bonds, with the presentation of models and different behavioral patterns which enrich it. Another author I would like to remember is Byrne, with his theory of games, which sees in the relationship the assumption and the reciprocation of complementary roles, helping not only the development of competence, but also the empathic comprehension of the other. For example, in the relation with a heterospecific, a child develops the dimension of the care, assuming a parental role toward the animal. Other transactional dimensions, filling up the distance through role games, concept the collaborative, recreational, fantastic, social, affective, and aesthetic dimension. In the relationship with the heterospecific, a child builds a matrix of co-feeling through which he develops anticipatory, complementary, hypothetical, and detailed expertise. Additionally, it needs to be said that the heterospecific gives to the child an expressive field which is not comparable to that given by another human being, from a communicative, aesthetic, motor, and praxis point of view, favoring specific processes of cognitive evolution which are extended to peculiar areas. Lastly, it's undeniable that the relationship with other species has characterized human history, and still nowadays it represents a fundamental pedagogical need. Thank you very much.